Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. The ASEAN summit underway. The singing voice of Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte. He sang at a gala dinner as the ASEAN summit got underway. President Trump, the morning after, thanking President Duterte.
And the show last night, the talent at that show, I assume mostly from the Philippines, was fantastic. Thank you. And you were fantastic. Also, very much from the Philippines.
President Trump ignored questions about human rights abuses when he met one-on-one with President Duterte on the sidelines of the ASEAN meeting. Mr. Duterte has come under fierce criticism from human rights groups for the drug war, which has taken at least 4,000 lives. A little later on in the day, two became three as a scheduled Monday morning meeting between President Trump and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull was expanded to include Japan's Shinzo Abe. The change underscored the growing three-way relationship concerning regional security. South Korea's military said Monday a North Korea soldier was shot and wounded by fellow soldiers while defecting to South Korea at a border village. The statement said the defection took place at Panmunjom, the truce village located within the demilitarized zone that separates the two countries. The severity of the soldier's injuries and the reason for defecting were not immediately clear. The sounds of anguish as victims are pulled from the rubble after a powerful earthquake near Iraq's border with Iran. Paul Caruso is with the U.S. Geological Survey.
It was magnitude 7.3. Very strong quake northeast of Baghdad.
More than 300 people are reported dead with hundreds injured. This